According to recent news reports, TC Energy plans to start pre-construction of the Keystone XL pipeline in mid to late March. That's weeks before a Montana federal judge will hear arguments from tribes and environmentalists asking for a preliminary injunction. TC's activities include bringing in crews to mow and grade the sites of pipe yards in Montana at the point of crossing the U.S.-Canada border. A lawyer for the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and Fort Belknap Indian community says TC is jumping the gun. Federal Judge Brian Morris set an April 16th hearing in Great Falls to consider summary judgment and preliminary injunction requests. But TC Energy has said it intends to start pre-construction long before then. According to a report by the Glasgow Courier, TC's Greg Tenser met with Valley County officials at the end of February. At that meeting, Tenser said prep work will start this month and into early April, with about 100 workers brought in. Since camps are not yet built, TC will house the workers locally. Wes Furlong is an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund. He says it's important that TC Energy maintains the status quo until after the hearing, because cutting down trees and moving ground are damages that can't be fixed by a court order.
Until this judge can resolve this case and all the tribe's claims have been allowed to go forward, that construction shouldn't happen because it will tip the scales in favor of allowing the pipeline to go forward, potentially regardless of the outcome of the case.
The Department of Justice has argued in briefs that the presidential permit allows only the first 1.2 miles of the pipeline that cross the international border, and tribes aren't affected in that stretch. DOJ has also said that federal agencies, not the president, enforce treaties. Furlong disagrees, saying tribal rights don't stop a mile short of the border and that the U.S. government, in its entirety, is obligated to protect treaty rights.
They apply to the president, they apply to the federal government, they apply to the federal agencies, and he cannot avoid treaty obligations simply by saying he's the president.
Furlong says the judge will hear NARF's request for a preliminary injunction at the April hearing, but in light of the news of imminent construction, tribes will reconsider their next step. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.